Hi, friends. Welcome to the Contemplative Activist Podcast. We believe that Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to lead what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists, where the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler. Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are in the midst of Iggy's Biggies, a 37 podcast and blog series that introduces you to 12 key components of St. Ignatius's spiritual exercises. Right now, we are looking at the fifth component of Ignatian spirituality, Ignatian truth number 5. Ignatian spirituality is all about freedom. Today's theme is freedom abounds in Christ. Let me begin by reading today's Lectio Divina from Psalm 119, verses 33 to 37, and verses 44 to 45, and I'll be reading out of the Message Bible. God, teach me lessons for living so I can stay the course. Give me insight so I can do what you tell me to do. My whole life, one long obedient response. Guide me down the road of your commandments. I love traveling this freeway. Give me a bent for your words of wisdom and not for piling up loot. Divert my eyes from toys and trinkets. Invigorate me on the pilgrim way. Oh, I'll guard with my life what you've revealed to me. Guard it now, guard it ever, and I'll stride freely through wide open spaces as I look for your truth and your wisdom. Freedom in Christ, a real and eternal life, more and better life than I've ever dreamed of. That's the promise God has waiting for those who will choose it. But as it is with most good things in this world, no one can, or even should, force you or coerce you into a decision to receive such a gift. The choice is yours. The choice is mine. No one can choose this freedom for you. It's your call. It's your decision. And it certainly would not be fair of me, as long as we're talking about making this big decision, if I failed to mention that this freedom in Christ is not free. As we said earlier in this blog, freedom is rarely free, and truth is not easily found. The freedom we find in this life journey called Christianity comes at a very high cost to the one who created it. Jesus of Nazareth, the only begotten Son of God, laid down his personal freedoms in order to take our place on the cross. My sinful and selfish nature lies deep within my being, and as long as I stay in complete charge of my life, I will be responsible for either cleaning up that mess or explaining someday to my Creator why I failed to do so. But praise God, Jesus of Nazareth came down from heaven and at the opportune time to take on my cleanup job, and if I'm humble enough to accept it, he alone will tidy up my sin-sick soul, atoning for all the wrongs I've committed from day one to the present. Hallelujah! I'm free! Free from being stuck in my sinful nature, free from the condemnation that comes with all that. Free from the wrongs I've done in the past. Free from the wrongs that have been done to me. Free from a past that demonstrates how corrupt I really can be when left to my own devices. Free from a guilty conscience that nags me regularly about cleaning up my act. Free from worry and anxiety that tells me I'll never be good enough to be loved by others or by God. Free from living a life of fear. Free from the deep-seated anger that can swell up inside of me when things go wrong. Free from the shame of past failures and present-day goof-ups. Wow, the list of things I am free from is nearly limitless. Oh, wait, I forgot. Freedom in Christ is not just freedom from things, but it's also freedom to as well. Let me explain. I'm free to be myself, my true self, the person God made me to be. I'm free to love myself as God loves me. I'm free to love others as God loves them. I'm free to not get caught up in day-to-day problems because I have Jesus right next to me. I'm free to talk and walk with my Savior. I'm free to be the very best me I can be. I'm free to serve others, knowing I'm no longer responsible for my own life, but I'm covered in the complete provision of a God who loves me and has promised to care for me both in this life and the next. I'm free to be free, freer than any self-help program could ever offer. I'm free to, well, the list goes on and on. Whew. I hope by now you're starting to get the picture. You see, as I journey with Jesus using the spiritual exercises of Ignatius to guide me along the way, I've gained a much greater appreciation of how wide and long, how high, how deep, how expansive and comprehensive this freedom in Christ really is. Kind of reminds me of the words of Paul as he wrote about all this to his good friends in Ephesus. Let me quote him out of Ephesians 3, 14 to 21 out of the NIV. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Are you feeling the freedom yet? I pray so. So will you pray with me? Jesus, I'm just starting to get the picture of how much freedom there is for me as I press in toward you. Holy Spirit, empower me to let go of my own search for freedom and lean more and more into the work of Jesus that offers me more and better life than I ever dreamed of or ever hoped for. And may it all be for the greater glory of God. For your name's sake, amen. Here's some questions for you to consider today. Choosing to live in Christ, dwell in his presence, and partake of his freedom is a decision that shouldn't be done quickly nor done because someone else is coercing me to do so. What is keeping me from making such an important decision? What obstacles need to be addressed so that this decision can be made wisely and with great discernment? Am I ready to step into more of Christ's love today? Am I willing to lay down my controls in life in order to defer to his leadership and his leading? Well, finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as we are pondering on these things today. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God presence, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.